Chapter 10. Home at Last. 2 days later, Simon and Sarah were at home waiting for Dad to come back from the hospital. He was much better now, but his ankle was still in plaster. He needed crutches to help him walk. Mrs. Rowland, their next-door neighbour, was keeping them company while Mum went to pick up Dad in the car. They liked Mrs. Rowland a lot. She let them play anywhere they liked. Simon and Sarah were just about to go into the dining room when Mrs. Rowland called out to them.
"Don't go in the dining room," she said.
"Why can't we go in, Mrs. Rowland?" asked Simon.
Mrs. Rowland smiled.
"You'll soon find out," she replied.
It was a mystery. What was in the dining room, and why were they not allowed to see it? Simon and Sarah went into the kitchen instead.
"Let's make a welcome home banner for Dad," said Sarah.
"That's a good idea," agreed Simon.
Mrs. Rowland found them an old white sheet, while Simon got out their paints. They cut up the old sheet and painted on the message very carefully. It took a long time, but it looked really good when they had finished. Simon held the ladder while Sarah hung the banner across the front door. They wanted Dad to see it as soon as he arrived.
"Dad will love this when he sees it," smiled Sarah. "It will cheer him up. He'll be so glad to be home again."
Just then they saw Mum's car.
"It's Mum!" shouted Simon.
"Dad's home!"
He and Sarah rushed to meet him. Dad climbed slowly out of the car and leaned on his crutches.
"Oh, it's good to be home," he sighed. "I've missed you all."
Then he noticed the banner.
"Oh, what a lovely banner," he said. "What a lovely surprise. Thank you, Simon and Sarah. That was very thoughtful of you."
Simon and Sarah helped Dad inside the house. In the living room, he sat down in his favourite chair. Sarah got him a footstool and put a soft cushion on top. Dad put his injured foot on it. It felt much more comfortable.
"Oh, that's much better," he sighed. "Thank you, Sarah."
Dad was pleased to be back home. Mum walked in with a tray of drinks.
"Now we are all together, shall we tell them?" said Mum to Dad
as she handed out the drinks. Simon and Sarah looked puzzled.
"Tell us what?"
they asked.
"We have a surprise for you," Dad smiled. "We are going to have a party."
"But why?"
asked Sarah.
"To thank you," laughed Mum.
"To thank us for what?"
asked Simon. He and Sarah were confused.
"To thank you for being so brave and getting help for me on the mountain," replied Dad.
"Oh,"
said Simon in surprise.
"Thank you, Mum and Dad. That's really kind."
"Oh, I love parties. When is the party?"
asked Sarah, jumping up and down with excitement.
"Will we have a big cake and balloons? And who's coming to it?"
Mum looked at her watch and smiled.
"You'll find out very soon," she said.
Just then, the front doorbell rang. Simon and Sarah looked at each other. Who could it be?
"Go and see who it is," said Dad.
Simon and Sarah rushed to the door and opened it. They couldn't believe their eyes. All the people who had helped to rescue Dad were there. Len, Dave and Jim from the mountain rescue team were there. Mr. Clark, the manager, and Dan, the guide from the Misty Mountain Hostel were there. Dr. Maxwell from the hospital was there. Best of all, Rufus the dog was there too.
"This is amazing," cried Simon. "It's great to see you all again."
Everyone crowded into the house. They shook hands with Dad and asked him if he was feeling better.
Everyone was pleased that his broken ankle was mending. Dr. Maxwell said that Dad had been a very good patient. Then Len clapped his hands.
"Can I have your attention, everyone, please?" he asked.
Everyone stopped talking.
"As leader of the mountain rescue team, I have a special announcement to make. As we all know, Sarah and Simon had to get help for your father when he had his accident. They had to face very bad weather on the mountain. It was very dangerous for you, but the landslide made it even more dangerous than usual. But you didn't give up. After you had made your father as comfortable as possible, you climbed down the mountain to get help. There were many problems on the way. You had to cross a raging river, and Sarah was nearly squashed by a tree. You both showed bravery at all times. For this reason, it gives me great pleasure to give you these special certificates for your bravery. Well done."
He held up two large certificates. Everyone clapped and cheered. Even Rufus the dog barked loudly.
"Hooray for Simon and Sarah! Hooray!"
Everyone shouted together. Simon and Sarah felt very embarrassed, but very proud. They looked at their certificates. Then they showed them to Mum and Dad.
"They look great," said Dad. "We'll hang them up in your bedrooms. I'm proud of you both."
"I'm very proud of you too," smiled Mum.
"Now it's time for a special tea," said Dad.
Mrs. Rowland opened the dining room door. Inside, the room was decorated with lots and lots of balloons. On the dining room table was a huge feast, too. It looked wonderful.
"So that's why we couldn't go into the dining room," laughed Simon. "Our surprise party was in there."
"The mystery's solved," cried Sarah.
"Come on in and sit down," said Mum to the guests.
Everyone sat down at the table. Mum had made lots of wonderful things to eat. There were big bowls of jelly and ice cream. There were plates of sandwiches and little cakes. There were bowls of crisps and lots of different cheeses. There was even a bowl of special biscuits for Rufus. Dan put them on the floor and Rufus went straight for the bowl. He was very happy. Best of all, Mum had baked a special cake. It was covered in thick chocolate icing. She had written a message on the cake in white icing. It said, "Simon, well done. Sarah." Soon all the sandwiches, crisps, biscuits and cheeses had gone. Simon and Sarah cut the cake and gave a large slice to each guest.
"Ah! This has been the best party ever," sighed Simon.
Then Mr. Clark stood up.
"We have one more surprise," he smiled.
"Oh, another surprise?" gasped Sarah.
Mr. Clark held up two large keys.
"Do you know what these are?" he asked.
"They're the keys to our rooms at the hostel," replied Simon, confused.
Why had Mr. Clark brought their old room keys?
"As soon as your father is better, the whole family is invited to stay at the hostel for free," Mr. Clark continued. "I want you to come back for a holiday with us in Scotland. I want you to enjoy walking on our beautiful mountain. But this time, Dan will take you walking on the mountain. That way, I can be sure you will be safe."
"Oh, wow!"
cried Simon and Sarah.
"Thank you very much, Mr. Clark."
"Thank you, Mr. Clark," said Dad. "This is very kind of you,
We would love to come again.
But there is one thing you must remember this time, said Mr. Clark, looking serious. You must write down all the details of your walks in the hostel book. It is very important to do this.
Barked Rufus, and he wagged his tail.
Ha ha ha! Rufus is agreeing with you, laughed Dad. I don't think he'll let us forget, Simon. Do you?